hey, I enjoyed this series. Wasn't able to win. I wish we were the team that play on today, Sunday, on Tuesday, but we're not. You know, have a great off season, get better. You know, feel this like what we feel right now. Hopefully, can motivate you throughout the season and come back healthy and ready to go.
Giannis, always looking to get better. We watched Rise last night, the story of Giannis. Movie not great, the story's amazing, and that enough makes it worth it to go ahead and make the watch. He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're live at Road America. We're presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Josh DiMaggio running the show. And yes, posted a great picture of myself and Ben Brust on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. That's also where you could be streaming us live. And remember, if you ever miss Scalzo and Brust, check out Wisconsin On Demand. Download the app. You can catch all of our podcasts there. You can also catch our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, on and on. A couple polls posted as it was established. Ben Brust is the worst driver at ESPN Milwaukee, and Greg would beat him in a race here at Road America. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, in honor of Giannis and how shoes and the importance of them play a role in his story. We got on to what shoes, your favorite shoes, that you had growing up. A couple folks mentioned the pump, the Reebok pump. Does the pump actually work on the Reebok pump? 63% of the Scalzo and Brust family say no. 37% say yes.
I'm shocked that, I guess no, I'm not shocked. 63% said no. Good. I'm glad the family has a brain and knows that the pump thing was just for fun. I mean, maybe they thought it was actually technology, but it actually wasn't.
We also asked who would be better for Giannis to play with to win another championship. Is it Bobby Portis or PJ Tucker? Bobby Portis ends up declining his player option to return to the Bucks. That expected was only $4.9 million. That opens him up to free agency. Free agency in the NBA kicks off tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central Time. Ben Brust doesn't think Bobby's going to be worth the price that he commands on the open market. 94% of the Scalzo and Brust family believe that Bobby Portis would be better for Giannis to play with to win another championship than PJ Tucker. Ben Brust thinks he would rather sign PJ Tucker than he would sign Bobby Portis with the available funds that the Bucks will have. Believes PJ Tucker is a better influence in the playoffs than Bobby Portis is. I just contend that you're looking at Bobby that way because of how poor some of the other folks are in the playoffs. Like, the fact that they can't go to a Grayson Allen is a problem. The fact that they can't go to Brooke Lopez all the time is a problem. Now, Bobby as well is a problem, but he's a more productive problem around the playoffs than those other two guys are, you know, and that's where you wonder what is going to happen with Brooke. What is his future there? And if you can't have Brooke on the court in the playoffs and you can't have, and you don't have Bobby anymore, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you're going with PJ at the five?
I mean, the Bucks won going small. The Bucks won going small. And actually, the best game that they had played against the Celtics.
But centers are kind of coming back.
They are. To a certain extent, but you also, it's all matchup dependent.
Yep.
It is. And like having, that's where there is an advantage to having Brooke, because when they played the Bulls had no answer for the big lineup that the Bucks were putting out there. But then when the Bucks went against the Celtics, which is a more versatile team with guys that are really a bunch of twos through fours that are mobile and can dribble, pass, shoot, they ran into an athleticism problem, and they were all a little bit taller, a little bit longer, and I just think it's a weird spot for Bobby because he's 6'9", and like you said, he's a consistent 15'8 guy. Mm-hmm. Bobby's a good basketball player.
Good basketball player.
But he just got lost in the playoffs this year, and there was a time where I thought, you know, after last year, he was stepping into a bigger role, a more consistent role, because he had time to develop as a basketball player with Brooke Lopez out the majority of last year. And I just didn't see as much as I wanted to see from Bobby. Now, he played 8 minutes in one game, and I think it was game four against the Celtics at home at Fiserv Forum. Then game five, the Bucks ended up winning with Wes Matthews, Drew Holiday, Pat Connaughton, Giannis, and Bobby as the five.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's where having some versatility, but Bobby in a seven-game series isn't somebody you can count on for all seven games. And that, to me, is something that worries me about signing him for $49 million.
Ryan in Sheboygan chimes in, says everyone loves Bobby. Bobby. But if sign-and-trade is in play, do that. Trades in the NBA need to exchange similar contract value, need more D for a big guy. Yeah, a sign-and-trade isn't in play because Bobby's a free agent as of 6 p.m. He's going to hit the open market. There's no need for him to try to limit his opportunity in agreeing to a sign-and-trade. Appleman in the Orchard chimes in and says, Lopez is long in the tooth. Best to sign Portis to a 3 or 4 year deal. Portis only 27 years old. Yeah. This coming from Appleman watering pumpkins.
Man, he's still watering pumpkins. He is a grinder. The difference being about that Appleman is they're just not the same position. What Brooke does, his skill set is just so different. He's so much bigger than Bobby, and his rim protection's like 10 times better than Bobby. They both can't. I mean, Bobby's hands have gotten better. He's gotten better defensively, but he's still not someone you could rely on night in, night out.
Mac from Nashota chimes in on our earlier question. What's your favorite pair of sneakers growing up? Or favorite pair of shoes? I don't want to shortchange our deadhead friend, Jody.
Beth.
Was it?
Jody, Beth from Sheboygan.
Beth in Sheboygan.
How could you be so mean to a Deadhead fan?
I'm not being mean to her. I thought her name was Jody.
No, you didn't.
What do you want me? What do you think?
Are you that bad with names?
I was looking frantically through the text
line. There's Beth.
But Mac from the show, to going back to that, speaking of, by the way, Beth's answer was some moccasins that she would wear all the time in high school. Shout out Beth and Sheboygan. We love you, Beth. Mac from the show, this is not my favorite shoe, but worth mentioning, the old $15 Starberries made basketball shoes accessible to kids on a budget. Shout out to Stephen Berries. I had a few pairs of Starberries.
Yeah, I had one pair of Starberries.
You burned through them quick.
Yes, they weren't the most reliable. But you could get them at
and they
cheap
looked
cost.
Cool. Like they kind of looked cool enough.
They were
could
better
wear them
than the ones with the spinners. I always forget what those are called.
Yes, it's Dick in downtown. So graciously mentioned the spinners. Were they the Sprewells? No.
Josh knows what they're called.
They were Sprewells, correct.
Oh, okay.
800-990-3776. It is Giannis Day. We'll keep talking Bucks. We'll keep talking Giannis. I said it as well. I think Giannis, when it's all said and done, will go down as the greatest athlete in the history of Wisconsin.
Wow.
More so than Brett Favre, than Aaron Rodgers, and maybe I should say modern athlete because somebody's going to come after me.
From the Packers Lombardi era?
Yeah, from like the 20s. I'll throw Bart Starr in there. If Giannis wins three, he'll be better than Bart Starr was.
He's the
Tim Duncan, Steph Curry of the NBA now.
You think Giannis is?
I think he, like if he stays with the
like
Bucks.
Like the humble superstar will never be like
teammate,
the LeBron guy.
And if he can win multiples and do it over two cores, which I think he can do, I think he's going to go down as the greatest athlete in the history of Wisconsin.
Rise or Space Jam 2?
Didn't watch Space Jam 2.
Me either, so Rise, even though it wasn't good.
Correct. I mean, the story is at least worth watching from the Giannis perspective, even if the movie left a lot to be desired.
But maybe that's an opportunity for a deeper Giannis dive. I don't know. Can you make another documentary about someone and make it a little bit more, I don't know, not raunchy, but like in-depth about them being like homeless and having to not eat? Like it was Disney. It was fluffy.
It was. It was it was on Disney Plus. So they did it that way. I mentioned Giannis potentially being the greatest athlete in the history of Wisconsin. Well, the greatest windows and doors in Wisconsin come from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Stop by the experience centers in Brookfield or on the Beltline in Madison. I talk about it all the time. The service, absolutely second to none. They are there when they tell you. They over-communicate, which is so rare. They over-deliver, which is so rare. They do what they say what they're going to do. And not only is it the service, It's the quality of product, which we've talked about, and it's the innovations. You want more sunlight? We all want more sunlight. We live in Wisconsin. Well, 44% more natural light enters your home when Pella installs their innovative hidden screen, available exclusively on Pella 250 series, single hung, double hung, and sliding windows. Right now, you make an order with Pella, you can choose 0% financing for 72 months or a free upgrade to those hidden screens on their 250 series. So again, PellaWI.com/radio, PellaWI.com/radio. Or stop by the Experience Center in Brookfield or on the Beltline in Madison. We need caller 6, caller 9. Caller 6, caller 9, 800-990-3776.
Just make sure that you are available because we're giving away two NASCAR weekend passes, good Thursday through Sunday, plus one parking pass for the winner of Over Under. That's a $400 value. Again, NASCAR weekend passes, good Thursday through Sunday, plus a parking pass for Sunday, $400 value. That's what the prize is for today's Over Under. So make sure you're ready to go. Sunday, Road America. It's going to be a blast. I'll be there. I'll see you there.
Caller 6, caller 9. Caller 6, Josh DiMaggio has a category. We don't know what it is. He'll give you an over-under line of correct answers we'll get out of 10 guesses. We don't know what that is either. You say over or under. Caller number 9, you're stuck on the other side. The winner wins. Exactly what Ben just mentioned. Quick adjustment to how we're doing things. We are now giving ourselves an overall 3-minute timer. We're no longer doing Josh's rapid 15 seconds from as soon as the last syllable leaves your mouth on one answer until you have to give the next. All that coming up. Caller 6, caller 9, 800-990-3776 live from the glorious Road America. It is Scalzo and Bross, presented by Bud Light. Giannis Day.